Let's pick up Rachel in Sacramento. And she's got a question about her husband. He's got some headaches and eye floaters. Are you there, Rachel?
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Marshall, for taking my call.
You're welcome. How old's your husband?
He's 47.
47. Okay. And how much does he weigh?
He's 210.
Okay. Is that a normal weight for him? Is he overweight? That's what I'm asking.
He works out excessively.
Good.
Well, not excessively, but he works out an awful lot every day. But he tends to carry a little weight around his hips and his stomach.
Hips and stomach. Okay. Well, the weight is at the hips, so it's like a handlebar weight.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be testosterone. You want to take a look at that. Now, usually when this happens, there may be an interference field that's blocking the normal energy flow to the testicles, like an old hernia scar, like an appendectomy, like a blow or injury that occurred to the chest, the collarbone, the chin, the nose, the forehead. So if none of those are true, then you can certainly give him a little testosterone. And what I would do there would be probably 2 per meal. And I think you'll be ecstatic with what that does, but it's really nice when we can find the driver for it. Let's talk about his headaches, though. Where do the headaches come?
Well, they just started, he said, a couple days ago, and it was kind of correlating with the... I've heard people mention eye floaters on the radio, don't know. I was trying to get him to explain it to me a little bit. He says it's like it's crystallized, these little things that he sees.
Yeah, actually, most commonly, that's cholesterol you're looking at.
Cholesterol. Okay.
So we'd be concerned that, you know, we might need to support the gallbladder so that we can get the best bile flow. And so to do that, of course...
He's been taking the gallbladder complex.
Good. Okay, well, that supports opening the neck of the gallbladder. He may need some gallbladder nano, though.
Okay.
And normally, for most people, because he's not that old, he's big, though, so he'd have to use at least 3 teaspoons of gallbladder nano. And you would mix that in water and sip that through the day. And you would want to do that for 16 weeks. But after 3 weeks of doing it, he could start some coffee enemas. And I know men resist the heck out of this, but I have to tell you, nothing I've seen in my lifetime brings the skin, the hair, the body back to a youthful look and glow like doing that.
Now, does that just clean out the intestines? Is that what?
No, it does so much more. It dilates the neck of the gallbladder so that the body can clear any trapped waste products, but it also tends to support the liver's natural detox mechanisms to get the junk that's trapped in here, because the way this system works is the liver makes bile, and the purpose of the bile is threefold. First, it's there to get rid of waste. Second, it's there to emulsify fat. Third, it's there to precipitate excess cholesterol. You can also see that the headache is not uncommon if there's some liver or gallbladder thing going on. So he may already have a sense that this is happening. And I think that gallbladder nano, and he'd do 26 coffee enemas, 2 a week for 13 weeks. And that usually, most people, 90-95% of the people, have wonderful skin, wonderful bile flow. They're ecstatic with what happens when you do this. And it's one of my favorite things. And I can tell you, when I did it, I had to do about twice as many. And then it finally worked. But I'm an older dog. And when it worked, my daughter said to me, "My God, what are you doing with your skin, Dad?" And I said, "Nothing." She says, No. Look at your hands. Look at your arms. Look at your face." I said, "Nothing." And she said, "Well, you look 10, 15 years younger. You look so much better." And I said, "Okay." And then when I left and I got to thinking about it, the only thing I had done was about 55 of these coffee enemas before it kicked in.
Wow.
But boy, did it work. And I must say, I can tell a huge difference now.
Now, is this something that if he were to take a gallbladder test, a screen, it would be elevated?
Unlikely. But if he were to take a test, maybe cholesterol would be elevated. And the reason that it's hard to see that the methods of testing we have are more critical care. In other words, they could do a sonogram, and when he's finally totally jammed up, then they'll say, okay, let's take the gallbladder out. You want to take action long before you're in one of these showdown crisis situations. See, our healthcare is dominated by allopathic physicians who have seized control by legislation, and really, they are critical care practitioners, so they do not have the means or interest in determining whether or not you have some subacute condition. They're there for acute care. Okay? Got it?
Got it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.